it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Nick from Paulsbo is. Nick, are you there?
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Nick, were you by chance listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 to get some of the correct answers?
I was, but I was out walking my dog and, you know, I smoke a lot of weed and walk my dog a long time, so it's kind of a 50-50 if it pulls up.
All right, good to know, Nick. Steve, get out of here.
Well, maybe sometimes they say you need to go back into the situation that you're in, like when you study for a test, you need to study in like the right mindset. So maybe he needs to go walk his dog right now and smoke a bunch of weed so he can remember everything.
It's a great theory.
Okay, let's go.
Charlie's right here next to me.
What's up, Charlie? Walking.
Charlie, good dog. All right, for those playing along at home, Nick and Charlie will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Go Mariners!
Go Mariners. What do you call the effect produced when a sound is reflected back at you?
Sound wave?
No.
Echo.
Yes. Oxpeckers live on which continent?
What?
Oxpeckers live on which continent?
Australia?
No.
Africa.
Yes. What decade was the first successful liver transplant performed?
20.
No.
30.
No.
40.
No. What TV show went through 40 bottles of sunscreen a month to protect its cast?
Pass. Oh, the Survivor.
No.
That one from the island.
We'll pass it. The world's largest outdoor rodeo takes place in what Mountain West state?
Wyoming.
Yes. What colorful name is often applied to the sequoia?
Redwood.
Yes. What is the Jewish New Year called? The Boston Red Sox had an 86-year curse revolving around what player?
Babe Ruth.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. You got Nick.
Oh, I suck. It took too much time.
No, you did just fine. I believe. Not in Steve. Steve, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
But are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What do you call the effect produced when a sound is reflected back at you?
Echo.
Yes. Oxpeckers live on which continent?
Oxpeckers live on Africa.
Yes. What decade was the first successful liver transplant performed?
The 70s.
No.
80s.
No.
60s.
Yes. What TV show went through 40 bottles of sunscreen a month to protect its cast?
Baywatch.
Yeah. The world's largest outdoor rodeo takes place in what Mountain West state?
Colorado?
No.
Montana?
No.
Utah?
No. What colorful name is often applied to the sequoia?
Red.
Yes. Can you say the whole name?
A red sequoia?
No.
A red bird?
No.
What was it? What's the question?
What colorful name is often applied to the sequoia?
Wow. I don't know now. Red. Damn it.
What is the Jewish New Year called?
Yom Kippur.
No.
Rosh Hashanah.
Yes. The Boston Red Sox had an 86-year curse revolving around what player?
Oh, Babe Ruth.
Yes. Which planet has virtually no water?
Mars.
No.
Uranus.
No.
Saturn.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a tie. Wow. 6-6.
Oh.
Nick, nice job.
And I get a tie.
After all this time, Nick, you have to call back.
I'm just disappointed Charlie didn't do more to help out.
And Charlie was very quiet, apparently.
Charlie was very quiet. Our friend did know that the world's largest outdoor rodeo takes place in Wyoming.
Okay.
He also knew that the colorful name applied to the sequoia was Redwood. Redwood, you were right there. The planet with virtually no water is Venus because it's so hot there.
Mm.
Yeah. Another opportunity coming up at 8:50 for you, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, I was having a conversation with my six-year-old Barrett about friends that Brad and I have, some of our closest mates.
You have a lot of them.
I do. And I wanted to know, from Barrett's perspective, who he thinks is the coolest. He ended up picking a member of this radio station. So who was it? You'll find out after Pearl Jam. Yesterday, I was having a chat with my six-year-old son, Barrett, and he was asking me what kids in my life, like what, which of his friends I thought were cool.
Okay, did you have an answer? Or were you like, no, all of your friends are losers?
I'm like, no, all of them are cool. I'm naming all the kids. Like, yeah, these kids are also cool. But then this led to me wanting to, you know, flip it a little bit and ask him who of my friends he thought was the coolest.
And he picked somebody from the station.
He did.
And I know the answer because you sent me the audio. But Danny, who do you think he picked?
Oh, it's Steve Miggs, 100%.
Okay, let's find out.
Okay, Barrett, remember in the car earlier when we were talking and we were talking about all of mommy and daddy's friends that we have? Friends from work, our coworkers. We have friends from Summer Meltdown Festival and the Camp Cash Summer Bash. We have neighbors that are friends. So many cool grown-ups that a lot of them you call like your aunties and your uncles and stuff like that. But who did you say is your favorite grown-up that's mommy's friend?
Steve.
Let's go!
He doesn't even remember my name. I'm the guy with the orange shorts from the baseball game we went to this year.
Of all Barrett's friends, he picked me, which makes me think I need to hang out with Barrett more. Right? I feel like I've been playing hard to get.
Steve? What do you think is so cool about Steve?
I don't even know. Hell, I think if you asked my wife, she wouldn't even have an answer. So I'm curious to see what he has to say.
I don't know.
Okay, so he has the same answer as my wife.
You don't know? Sure. Do you think he's going to think that's nice that you feel that way?
But don't tell him.
Oh, you don't want me to tell him?
Oh,
wow.
He just wants to play hard to get.
I'll act like I don't know. Right. I'll act like I don't think he thinks I'm cool. Okay?
I will not tell Steve that you think he's cool. Because then you know what might happen?
What?
He might get like a really big head about it. You know what I mean? He might get really conceited about it and think he's so cool if you think he's so cool. What about Danny? Is Danny cool?
Yes.
Hey!
All right.
Look at that. You're like second place.
Honorary nod.
I would have paid so much money if he's like, who's Danny?
But do you think Steve is cooler than Danny?
Kind of.
That's okay. So see, this is both cool. Bit.
So he likes wrestling more than emo music.
Yes.
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is mommy cooler than Steve?
No.
What?
Well, he knew you were going to tell Steve, so he's already, he knows mom's going to rat him out.
Yeah, maybe you should shave your head, both of you.
That would help.
What?
Well,
Steve's cooler than, no, what, now you're going to change what you said? Jeez, okay.
I'm a little disappointed that you would think that I would, like, grow a big head because your son thinks that I'm cool. Like, I would never, ever let that get to my head at all. I wanted to play you guys something, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, gather round. Barrett has spoken. Spoken. And it's time to get down. With this. Steve is cool. Steve is cool. Barrett has declared Danny is okay. Mom is too bright.
Thanks to Fred Durst and Limp Bizkit for writing that for me. So
they just turned that around in no time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you are the coolest, Steve.
Now I wonder who Tatum would think is cooler between you and Danny.
Me, obviously.
Ooh. I don't know. Me and Tatum were vibing at the, where were we?
The zoo. You two were broing down.
Yeah, we were talking about the rhinos and all the animals.
Ooh. I'll ask you guys a couple questions, and I could go home today and see, and I'll play them back for her, and then I'll have her pick who she thinks is cooler.
Okay.
Okay, so I feel like Tatum, these are the important things in her life, so let's see what you guys think. Okay, what's your favorite color?
Oh, I'm not going to say it out loud. Well, what, I feel like Danny and I have the same favorite color.
This is like a quiz. I'm asking you what your favorite color is to help determine whether or not she thinks you're cool or not.
Danny, say your favorite color on the count of three. One, two, three.
Orange.
Okay. What's your favorite food?
One, two, three. Sushi.
Pizza. Okay.
Okay, so Danny's got pizza, you got sushi. Those are two of her favorite things. Okay. And most importantly, who is your favorite member of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Oh, you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Raphael.
Michelangelo.
Okay. Well, I'll play these back and we'll figure out who Tatum thinks is cooler between the two of you. She might say none of the above.
Oh, no.
Do you guys want me to ask Lily as well?
Yes.
While we're doing this? Because I already know what her answer is, but I'll let you keep you guys in suspense.
Okay, cool. So we'll find out who's cool tomorrow with Tatum and maybe Lily, or we can wait for the next day for Lily if she's not available. I know you got to go through her agent.
The Daily Mix Show.
Is MTV on the way out, guys? They're shutting down channels in the UK, so obviously people have to voice their opinions on this matter. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
So I'm sad. Pretty sure he's talking about Thrill, not Migs.
Oh, solid point.
No, he knows him as Thrill. He knows me as Steve. Steve is cool.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
MTV has made the decision to shut down five of its longtime music channels in the UK. And they are MTV Music, MTV 80s,
okay,
MTV 90s, Club MTV and MTV Live.
I wonder if you had a room full of people in their 20s and just said, do you know what MTV is, if they'd even have an answer?
Music television.
Yes.
It's going to be shutting down on December 31st after a 40-year era of music broadcasting. And this is former MTV Headbangers Ball host Ricky Rockman commenting on this.
I had quite a few people write me today about how upset they were that MTV was going away. First of all, MTV is going off the air in the UK, but will it happen in America? Yeah, obviously, pretty soon it will. And for those of you that are upset that MTV is going away, I didn't even know that there still was MTV.
Okay, that says a lot when someone who was made a career out of being on MTV. I mean, Ricky Rackman, he's done a bunch of other stuff, and now he's doing a lot of motorcycle stuff and NASCAR.
Sure.
But there was a moment in time where that was his career, and he's I didn't even know MTV was still happening.
How many of us have even watched MTV in the last 30 years? If you're wondering what it was that killed MTV, you could say the reality shows. I don't think it was the reality shows. I mean, I was on a couple. I was on Daisy of Love and Charm School and The Rock of Love Reunions.
I forgot about Charm School.
I did too, but I also forgot about Daisy of Love was awesome.
Daisy De La Hoya.
She was a great reality show star.
Yes, she was.
And I had a great time, but I don't think that's what killed MTV.
What do you think he thinks killed MTV?
I would say reality show, so I don't know what his answer could be.
What are you, Danny?
Cell phones.
Cell phones.
I think, yeah, social media.
What I believe killed MTV was YouTube.
YouTube.
Close. YouTube.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree. I mean, I think now you can just get your music videos and cell phones. You can get them whenever you want. You don't have to just sit in front of a television and hope that they're going to play the new, Pearl Jam video.
As you can imagine, Steve, everyone has had to voice their opinions on social media. So let's go straight to the comments.
We found a bunch of these comments, and I figured who better read these comments than two icons from MTV.
To Carson Daly.
Oh,
Danny.
You're thinking way too hard about this. Beavis
and
Butthead. Oh.
I am the great Cornholio. Me, for my
bunghole. We're going to score.
All right, so we have Robot Beavis and Robot Butthead, who do not sound much like Robot or real Beavis and real Butthead, but they're going to read the comments. Are you ready for the first one?
Oh, yes.
All right.
No Babe Loss. It all went downhill after they got rid of Headbanger's Ball.
That one was actually written by Ricky Rackman.
Yeah, of course.
Dude, I was an obsessive Headbanger's Ball. Granted, I didn't have friends, so my Saturday nights weren't already Okay, I had some friends, but we didn't go out at night at midnight. So I would just be at home all the time.
Headbanging.
Watching Headbangers Ball. And then the next day we would all talk about what we saw and what videos we liked and what bands we wanted to go check out, like Nuclear Assault or Exodus and Megadeth and things like that.
Those were the days.
Kids don't know, but in the 90s, it's what you were watching if you were 12 and up. As you watch TikTok Reels or YouTube Shorts, we watched MTV, VH1, or The Box.
I think that's about right. I think nowadays people are just getting their music fix through YouTube Spotify and things like that. But MTV is definitely not the place to go.
Mm-mm. Okay, chat, let's discuss. Favorite music video of all time. For me, it's Thriller.
Okay, what about you?
Thriller's a really good one. Ooh, that stuff. Do you remember Sledgehammer?
Peter Gabriel.
Yes.
That's a good
Sledgehammer,
one.
Sledgehammer, it's probably at the top for me.
I can't think of the band. I can think of the band. I can't think of the song because they did a bunch of cool videos. Remember OK Go?
Oh, yes.
Their music videos were always so cool because they were like all one shot and they're like dancing on treadmills. And then they go to something else. What about you, Danny?
Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Oh, that's a fun one.
My favorite ever of The Offspring, and just watching that video, I could watch that over and over again.
You know what also is a great video too was Soundgarden's Black Hole Song.
Oh, I mean, I still have to watch that about once a year just to be like, yep, this was trippy as hell.
Yeah, that was the moment where I was like, I haven't tried acid, but now I kind of want to.
Favorite VJ, Bill Bellamy.
Ooh, we love Bill.
Bill's so great.
Do you have a favorite VJ?
Gosh, I don't really know if I have a favorite. I just thought they were all just like the kings and queens of my childhood.
Yeah, like Remember when Pauly Shore was a
Pauly
VJ?
Pauly Shore.
Jesse Camp. That guy was crazy.
Jesse Camp. He was so wild.
Ricky Rackman probably would be at. And Kennedy. Remember from Was it Alternative Nation or 120 Minutes that she did? I can't remember. One of those.
Yes.
Danny, did you have a favorite VJ?
No.
Okay, great.
favorite original programming?
Oh, I see what they said.
Real World is the GOAT.
I mean, I
hated The Real World.
I didn't like Road Rules. I liked Real World.
I like the Real World Road Rules Challenge.
That's still on to these days. And the only reason I know this is because my ex-wife is obsessed with it, and Lily's now obsessed with it.
That's
and she's
hilarious.
Like, we're watching the challenge. And I'm like, why? It's the same old people just trying to like prove that they're better than each other. No one even knows what they were on originally anymore.
I'm actually shocked that it is still on. I had no idea.
Yeah.
This is why MTV is shutting down.
Singled Out?
I love Singled
Out. No, that was a good one.
Okay, thank you. We got one.
Man, I miss the days of Remote Control, Club MTV with Downtown Julie Brown, TRL with Carson Daly, and Beavis and Butthead.
Julie Brown had a sweet ass. Carson Daly was the biggest dork since Kurt Loder.
Okay.
He's still a dork, I think.
You watch your mouth. I enjoy watching The Voice.
You like, oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay.
I remember sitting at home all day because they were going to debut the new Guns N' Roses video for November Rain. I was 13, and after watching it, I was like, what the f*** did I just watch?
Why the f*** did that guy dive through the wedding cake? And why is Slash doing a solo in the desert?
We still haven't figured that part out.
That's another music video I probably watch about once a year just to watch that guitar solo because he looks so hot.
And what's the video? Which one is it where there's a dolphin involved? Remember the guy jumps in the water? Was it Don't Cry? I can't remember.
Oh, I don't even remember.
They've had a few November Rain. They had a few different like epic music videos. I do also remember. I remember it was like tune in at 3 o'clock. We'll play the brand new Metallica video. And I remember sitting around all day, just like sitting through like Salt and Pepper videos. Because like, God forbid if I miss it, if it went a little earlier or a little late, I was like, I'm sitting down and I'm going to watch MTV. Like starting at like 2 p.m. because I don't want to miss this Metallica video. It's for Enter Sandman.
Nice.
And that was a great music video.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got one more comment from Beavis and Butthead about the demise of MTV, at least in Europe, but probably soon in the States as well.
Internet killed the MTV star.
Internet killed the porn star, too. Hee hee hey. Free boobies online.
True.
Thanks, Beavis.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, I know we've seen some people slide into our texts about their Palace Law Premium Experience VIP tickets for Unwrapped, yes, an acoustic holiday. It's for the ultimate fan. It's a VIP backstage barbecue. You get to hang with the KISW personalities, early entry into the venue, which is Angel of the Winds Arena. Plus, there's a barbecue, a bar, backstage interviews, and more. Grab those tickets at KISW.com. We know that many of you are waking up and starting your day, and you might be a little bit interested to know what is going on in the world of pop culture. So we've got the details. We're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
D'Angelo of the world of soul and R&B died Tuesday at age 51 after a battle with pancreatic cancer.
Damn.
Man, that music video back in the day for Untitled, how does it feel? That certainly made me feel some sort of way.
Is that the one where he's very oiled up and the camera's very close up on his muscles?
And very low, but not too low, just low enough.
I feel like he horned up a lot of ladies with this video.
Yes. I mean, I watched it yesterday.
I don't know if they got horned up for their, like, husbands or boyfriends, because I don't think their husbands or boyfriends had the waistline like D'Angelo did.
No. I definitely watched this video yesterday, though. After
did you
I
really?
I did. I'm like, I gotta go back. I pay my respects.
This is not a touching tribute, but I remember watching that video just feeling very uncomfortable. Like, this is... I feel like he's very sweaty, and it's way too close up. I don't know if I need to see this.
I wanted to hug him.
Oh, I bet you did.
Wow. R.I.P. D'Angelo.
51, though.
I know. It's way too young.
Apparently, there was an argument that happened at him. Do you go to Marshall's much?
Of course.
You ever deal with anyone stuck in a line? You're, like, all pissed off at them that you want to stab them?
I mean, it's never been that bad, but, yeah, the lines can be long there.
Well, there was an argument over a slow checkout line that happened at a Marshall's, shockingly, in New Jersey. And a 25-year-old woman, she thought the lady in front of her was taking too long. And apparently she purchased a set of kitchen knives, so she decided to use one of them to stab that lady in the parking lot.
Wow.
Here are people in the community talking about it to the
Insanity.
News.
Insanity. I think it's pretty crazy that that happened here. And what is this, Kearney Harrison? Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah, a little crazy.
I guess I didn't realize that they had such high quality knives at Marshall's.
Yeah, they said kitchen knives. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're sharp enough.
Yeah, very sharp.
Absolutely.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you would like to beat Steve Miggs this morning? Because I would certainly like it. He has 325 wins so far this year, 105 losses, and 94 ties in 2025. You can call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Miggs at 850.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.